today we are continuing our series, Stuck on Repeat. And this is a series of messages that we have already preached. You know, I think about how we, you know, we will sing a worship song over and over and over. And sometimes the 50th time we've sang that song is when it hits us the most, you know, but often we'll preach a message once and then never again. And we really felt impressed to re-speak some of the messages that we have preached before. I know one thing. When I listen to a podcast, I don't get it all. Sometimes I listen to that thing 3 and 4 times before it really hits me. So what our prayer is that as we repeat some of these messages, that maybe you'll catch it even again for the first time. And so today, I am speaking on a series that we had called Hope Is, and my focus is hope is an anchor. Hope is an anchor. We all have anchors, so to speak, in our lives. Anchors are weighty objects that keep us grounded. Sometimes people will refer to their spouse as their anchor, or their job, or coffee, even, really, sometimes, as their anchor. It's a go-to thing in our lives that we feel comforts us when we're low. Or makes us feel safe when we feel threatened or relaxed when we're stressed. The anchor is the Victorian symbol for hope. Early Christians would use the anchor as a disguised cross. And they would use it as a marker to guide their way to secret meeting places. Isn't that interesting? The anchor was a key Christian symbol during the period of the Roman persecution. Hope is the joyful, confident expectation of good. Hope can never truly be lost. It can never be so rock bottom that hope doesn't exist. And hope is an anchor. So what do anchors do? There's many things. A couple things that they do is anchors keep us from shifting, and anchors keep us from drifting. They keep us from shifting. See, when the foundation in your life has been impacted by something external, maybe by a disaster or a disappointment, your anchor will keep you from shifting your footing, from slipping or misplacing your step. If you've been to Coronado Island here in San Diego, there's a place called The Landing, and on The Landing there is a wharf that is like a floating wharf. And it moves when you walk on it, and it's pretty cool to walk out on it, but it's also kind of strange because it feels a little unsettling. But yet, I know it's not going anywhere. See, the waves, when they come, when the boats go by, well, they still impact the wharf and it moves. But I'm not going to worry about it getting so rough that I'm going to tip over and fall over. I mean, I might spill my coffee a little bit, but I know that it's secure. Anchors are secured often in the depths, in the deepest parts of the ocean. The anchor of hope in my life and in your life will go to the deepest parts of you, as deep as it needs to go. See, the reality is you don't even need an anchor if you're in shallow waters. It's the depths of your pain. It's the depths of your fear or your loss where an anchor needs to be secure. Hope's anchor in this time will bury down through the turbulence, through the winds, through the waves, until it finds a place at the bottom, the rock bottom. Anchors keep us from shifting. Anchors also keep us from drifting. Right now, our peace is threatened in so many ways. By the pandemic that we've been encountering for some time now, by our presidential election that's right there. Our peace is being threatened. Our hope is feeling a little off sometimes, but hope's anchor is here, and hope will keep your peace. It will keep you in place. Have you ever anchored a boat? I mean, thinking mostly, probably not. But have you seen one anchored? If you have, you will know that that anchored boat still rocks. The turbulence a boat will experience while anchored is not to be discredited because it is very real. But hear me today. There is an insurance in knowing that the boat isn't going anywhere. It may get tossed and turned, but the placement is secure. The anchor is undoubtedly firm in the middle of our crisis. When you are anchored in hope, the wind will blow, the waves will come, but your life is not going anywhere. We are anchored in hope, but we still will feel the effects of the storm. In Exodus chapter 14, we enter into the part of the nation of the Israelite people where they are finally leaving slavery. It's been a long haul. Finally, after so many years of pain, of torture, and hard labor, they are beginning to walk out their deliverance. How amazing and surreal this must have felt. So they start up on their journey, and I'm sure the days leading up, it's been crazy. There has been plagues. It's been nuts. But now they're out, and they're on the road. So what could go wrong now? Too soon. Spoke too soon. They get the word. Pharaoh and his army are en route, and they are in hot pursuit of them. See, moments before they got this word, they're singing, there's dancing, there's skipping, the kids are happy, there's laughing, there's jokes, there's remember that time when. All these are happening. And then they hear the word, Pharaoh is chasing us. Things digress real quick. The hope that they had felt just moments before fades as fear creeps in. It's over. We're dead. We will never recover this. But then a message comes to them. In verse 13, and the message says this, fear not, stand still, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord given as they process the word on the street they just heard. Fear not, stand still. See, to me, that seems opposite of what they should be doing. I would think more likely be scared, run away. Am I right? No. Fear not. Stand still. See, with the anchor of hope in our lives, we can actually stand still when we would rather run away. Hope is the firm, confident expectation of good. So, hope cancels fear. See, you cannot fear bad when you expect good. And then in verse 14, it goes on to say, the Lord will fight for you, the Lion of Judah, and you will hold your peace and remain at rest. See, if we are holding our peace, who says we have to let it go? If we are holding it, it's not just around us. It's not just a peaceful atmosphere, like there's peaceful vibes. We're sending out good thoughts. No, if we are holding our peace, then when we walk into another room, the peace doesn't leave because we're holding the peace. See, when we hold our peace, we take it wherever we go. This allows us to remain at rest. In the confident expectation of good. See, if you don't have peace today, you didn't lose it. You let it go. You put it down somewhere. You gave it away. The Lord fights for us. The Lion of Judah. Well, what does this mean? This means something like this. Let's go to Psalms chapter 18. I'm going to just read just various verses. Hear me. For it says, when the ropes of death wrapped around me and terrifying torrents of destruction overwhelmed me, taking me to death's door, I cried out in my distress, and from your temple throne you heard my troubled cry. My sobs came right to your heart. The earth itself shivered and shook. Mountains trembled and melted away, for his anger was kindled, burning on my behalf. He stretched heaven's curtain open and came to my defense. Swiftly he rode to earth as the stormy sky was lowered. Suddenly the brilliance of his presence broke through with lightning bolts and with a mighty storm. The Lord thundered. Come on. The Lord, the great God above every God, he released his lightning arrows and routed my foes. See how they ran and scattered in fear. Then he reached down from heaven all the way from sky to sea. He reached down into my darkness to rescue me. He took me out of my calamity and chaos, and he drew me to himself. Even though I was helpless in the hands of my enemy, you were good to deliver me. When I was at my weakest, my enemies attacked, but the Lord held on to me, and his love broke open away. See, our hope is a person, and our hope is an anchor. And this is the Father, and this is Jesus. And this is the one who reacts without restraint in our lives when we need him. There is this thing called permanent anchor mooring. And this is when a boat is permanently secured with an anchor. It's permanent. Mooring lines, which are thick ropes called hawsers, link a vessel to an anchor. The hawsers are made up of three strands. It says somewhere in the Bible, this three-stranded cord is not easily broken. Come on now. See, mooring will require cooperation between the people with the anchor and the people on the vessel. From the anchor to that vessel, there has to be a consistent thought, an agreement that this is what's happening right now. There is going to be a permanent, secure anchor in place. We need to have an agreement with the Father that he can fasten our lives to hope, that he can anchor us to hope. We need to give him permission to permanently attach our lives to hope through the Father, through the Son, and through the Holy Spirit, that three-stranded cord. The hope of good days ahead, the hope of breakthrough in your life, the hope of peace in your chaos. I don't know, maybe there's discouragement in your life today because it's been a long haul. Maybe you're feeling a little bit like the Israelites. There's slavery for 400 years. That's no joke. And then just as they thought they were free, it began to chase them again. That 12-day walk turned into a 40-year journey. Sound familiar? 7 months later, we're still on stay-home order. The 2-week stay-home order. Sometimes it takes time to move in and out of seasons, clearly. But while you wait, while we wait, our hope can be our anchor. You will not drift, you will not die, you will not fold under the pressure. When the storm stops, you may look a little more weathered. You may have learned a few things along the way, but you will not be lost because your anchor prevents a drift and your anchor prevents a shift. We stand still. We hold our peace, anchored to the confident expectation of good, and the Lion of Judah fights on our behalf. You say, well, I sometimes I just don't know how to have hope. Revivalist Smith Wigglesworth says, only believe. That's it. You see, my life is just too much. I want to believe hope is my anchor and good things are coming, but it's so crazy right now. The holding power of a modern anchor is remarkable, actually. It has the capacity to hold up to 200 times its weight. This means a 5 pound anchor can hold in excess of 1,000 pounds. That mere 5 pound anchor of hope in your life, attached to you, is a feather compared to the strength it yields to keep your life together as you navigate your storm. Hebrews chapter 6, 19 and 20 says, this hope, this confident assurance we have as an anchor for our soul, it cannot slip. It cannot break down under whatever pressure bears upon it. A safe and steadfast, unshakable hope that enters within the veil, the most holy place where God himself dwells. The hope enters within the veil. How do we get in there? Well, the word says we enter through the courts of praise. So in the middle of my pain, in the middle of my hopelessness, God, I bless you, I love you, I praise you. And we enter through the gates of praise as we go past the veil to where the very presence of God is, because Jesus says he has entered in advance. So when we arrive, he's already sitting there and he's right there. Jesus, our hope, our anchor for our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. Every thought you've ever had, every desire you've ever had, every emotion you've ever felt, everything you need for physical and emotional health and healing is anchored in the very presence of God, who's waiting right there for you in the deepest part of your life, in the darkest part of your situation. It is anchored at your rock bottom. It is anchored there. And our rock bottom, where anything is possible and all things are probable, because Jesus is already there. I don't know where I would be without hope. When I lost my dad to cancer 20 years ago, suddenly, after 6 days of knowing that he had it, how would I ever have been okay without hope? When my daughter was born with a heart defect, not expected to live, so much so that they took a Polaroid picture, very poor quality, to hand to me and my husband so that we would have at least one picture before she died, where would I be without hope? When God asked me to lay down every dream I ever had and move away and go somewhere in outright obedience to him, not wanting to do it, not knowing how it would turn out, where would I be without hope? What's your fight today? Where's your hopelessness today? Hope can be your anchor. Let it reach down into the deepest parts of your pain this morning. Maybe things can't get any worse. Maybe you've hit your rock bottom. May I suggest this morning that your rock bottom isn't what you thought it was, but rather the one who goes before us, the one answer to every question, the one arrived, who arrived at your place of need before you even got there, the rock of Jesus Christ. That's your rock bottom. And that's a good place, because this is our hope, that at our absolute worst, Jesus is positioned at his absolute best. Let hope be your anchor today. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for everyone that's listening today. I thank you that you are with us, that you will never leave us. Your word says you don't turn your back on us. That even in the deepest parts of our pain and chaos and confusion, you are ever present. You anchor us. You give us hope when it feels like all is lost. I pray for my friends today who have had the deepest, darkest thoughts, where they feel like they can't even go one more day, that all is lost and it could never be the same again. That in some ways they feel like this is the end, or this should be the end for them. I pray in Jesus' name, that they would find you at their rock bottom this morning. I pray for those who are experiencing extreme loneliness, that they are just longing for companionship, for friendship, and they feel so alone that they feel like it's not even worth it anymore. Father, would you show them you're there? Jesus, would you show them you're there? Would you wrap your arms around them? Would they feel hope once again anchored to their life? And I pray for those this morning who feel exhausted in all the options. They've had tragedy come. They've had problems hit them. And it's been harder than ever before. And they felt like they've tried this way and that way and every way. And everything just doesn't work out. I pray today for hope to rise. For hope to rise once again where they felt nothing for so long. But right now, in Jesus' name, I pray for a breakthrough. That they would experience hope, that the light would come on again. They wouldn't be able to explain it, but they would feel it and sense it in your name. Father, bless your people today. I pray for those who don't know you. Would they come to know the saving knowledge of the Lion of Judah, who's out defending their cause in your name today. And for your glory, Father, be glorified. Amen.